Selma, Lord Selma premiered in 1999. The film highlighted King's time in Selma. Fighting for equal rights, award-winning actor Clifton Powell joins me this morning to talk about his portrayal of King in that movie. Clifton.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you on the program.
I'm glad to be here on such a wonderful and tragic occasion.
Sure.
Because honoring the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's death to me is tragic.
Mm.
But we have to honor him because he's such a great man. When you really get into doing your research, not to get too long-winded here, but...
Take your time.
Some of the research that I uncovered after I played Dr. King was just simply spellbounding in terms of how they pulled his African-American detail off of him when he was in Memphis, how he was scheduled to be put in another hotel which was not overlooking the city or the streets that could easily be a target. And, you know, some of the things that I've learned is it's been incredible. But 50 years, I can't believe it's been 50 years.
When was the last time you watched Selma, Lord Selma?
You know, that's a great question. I was channel surfing and came across, I'm not sure if it was on BET or one of the networks, I caught Selma, Lord Selma. And, you know, the thing that really hit me was how courageous the young kids were. You know, I mean, I'm seeing the young kids getting out now with Parkland and the shooting in Sacramento and the shooting in Maryland, right outside of your hometown, my hometown. But, you know, Dr. King employed the young people because he knew that they would have a voice. And it's something scary about trying to turn a water hose on a 10 or 11-year-old kid that he knew would send this whole country into shock. So it was really interesting watching it again.
How do you take on a portrayal?
Ooh, man, that's a good question.
Like the role of portraying Dr. King. How do you even approach that?
Man.
You don't want to imitate the man. You want to capture the essence of the man. You don't want to do an imitation.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. If we watch Ray and we watch Jamie Foxx do Ray, it was almost like you were watching Ray.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I think for me, if I really break down all the things that have happened to me in my career that should have happened, that didn't happen for certain reasons, because I'm kind of a strong African-American man. And at the time that I was coming through, if you were my complexion, it was hard to, you know, other than Sidney Poitier before Wesley, it was rough. I read an article in Hollywood. It was called Black Hollywood, White Hollywood. And there was an article about Wesley Snipes, and it was from his white agent's perspective. And he sent Wesley in for a role, and they called him and said, "Don't send anybody darker than Denzel." And I've lost roles. I lost a role for a big TV movie, and the producers just told me the networks thought I was going to scare everybody. I was so dark. But it was a different time. You know, I'm loving to see all the diversity on television now. I remember back in our day on soap operas, you didn't see anybody with dreads or different types of haircuts. So, you know, and I often not talk about some of the things that I've gone through that's kept my career at a certain point, because I don't play the race card.
Right.
But I know what has been stopped and what has been blocked, and I don't have any bitterness about that. But when something like a Dr. King comes down the line, my picture came across Reuben Cannon's desk. And he said, "Cliff, we called you in, but I'm not exactly sure why, because you play tough guys all the time." And so what I was saying about Hollywood, Black Hollywood, White Hollywood, is that if you are, I don't know if you remember Avery Brooks and A Man Called Hawk.
Sure.
But when, you know, it's changing now.
Yeah.
But back in my day, if you were strong and sturdy, dark and strong, it was rough. You playing tough guys. And, you know, so when I first got there, I played a lot of tough guys. But I always wanted to play Dr. King. I saw a guy in college who played Dr. King, and he nailed him. I said, "Man, I think I can do that." So I come into the audition. No, my manager called me. She said, "They want to bring you in for Selma, Lord Selma." I said, "For who?" She said, "Dr. King." And I thought I was going to pass out. Because to me, if I've never done anything else than just Selma, Lord Selma and play Dr. King, I'm good with it.
So let's hear you at work in this scene from Selma, Lord Selma.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving an inspirational speech as Dr. King.
Wow.
We're not going to let any cross burning stop us. We're not going to let any hatred stop us. We're not going to let nothing turn us around. No, sir. We're moving on.
I'm watching you as you're listening. What are you thinking, Al? You're smiling.
You know, every time I hear that, I'm thinking, I could have done it better.
Clifton.
We're not going to let any cross burnings turn us around. So, you know, all actors always think they can do better. You know, Charles Burnett, who directed that, was just such a wonderful guy. Early on, we had some problems with Disney. They thought that I was not deliberately, but making the sermons too slow. And I said to Charles, I said, you know, maybe these guys didn't study Disney. I mean, Dr. King.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Dr. King was a very deliberate speaker.
Absolutely.
And so he said, well, you know, if it is any solace to you, they don't want to see any blood on Bloody Sunday. So oftentimes when people see stuff on television, it gets watered down. But I think Charles Burnett and I worked really closely to get my version of Dr. King mixed with the Disney version of Dr. King, which probably was a little bit more faster. And,
right.
You know, and then Bloody Sunday, and they didn't want certain colors. So I think he did a great job of mixing the two and finding a great balance so that we could feel some of the tension in that movie.
Right.
But it never really went to where actually it could have gone.
So you've mentioned Bloody Sunday. It's a culminating event of that day, March 7th, 1965. And it was the moment the Alabama state troopers tore into hundreds of nonviolent protesters,
yes,
right,
sir.
Attempting
yes,
to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge. I wonder how it feels for you. It feels crazy for me, I got to tell you. And I was there to think that 50 years later, the first African-American president is there in Selma, marking that anniversary by walking across the bridge with Congressman John Lewis, President George W. Bush, the late Amelia Boynton Robinson, right? Have a listen to former President Obama speaking at the ceremonies marking the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery marches.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., so many others, the idea of a just America, and a fair America, an inclusive America, and a generous America, that idea ultimately triumphed.
What are your thoughts on that in terms of the historic significance of that moment?
My first day on the set, I was going to my trailer. There were two white cops outside of my trailer. And I I'm a friendly guy. You know, I'm from D.C., Baltimore area, you know, really friendly. I grew up to speak to people. And every morning I spoke to them. And every morning they looked right at me like I was crazy. So one day I came in and, you know, one of the African-American cops said to me, he said, Mr. Powell, you know, those cops are Klan. They're not going to speak to you. I said, wow. And every day that I walked on the set, people were like, Dr. King, Dr. King, Dr. King. So there was a reporter. She said, do you think you embodied the spirit of Dr. King? Do you think you could have gone through what he went through? And I said, ma'am, honestly, I'm an actor who's betraying a man who is probably, to me, one of the most incredible men in the history of America in terms of peace and love. And I am just trying to touch the hem of his garment. And so walking across that bridge and trying to understand what happened that day and the impact of the kind of courage that you have to know that at some point this thing could turn crazy. And you're going to get hit with water hoses and billy clubs and beaten down. I told her, I said, I don't have that kind of courage. I'm an actor, and if you hit me with a brick, I'm going to hit you right back with one. You know, and so I really just, even now as I read about Dr. King, I just marvel at how incredibly faithful he was, how incredibly courageous he was under the threat of death every day.
That's actor Clifton Powell. He portrayed Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1999 film Selma, Lord Selma.